Host for There Is Hope is Richard Dover.
But today we're going to be talking about being a compost Christian. Yes, a compost Christian. You're going to say, what in the world is a compost Christian? We're going to let you know. We'll be giving you a definition of what compost is and how to become a compost Christian. But before we get into our study, I thought I'd give you the Bible verses we're going to use so that you can pause this video, you can look them up, and have it ready so as we go through the Bible study, you can check out the Bible verses. We're going through Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19, Galatians 5, 22 to 24, Ephesians 5, 18, Romans 6, verses 12 to 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21, and Galatians 5, 19 to 24. So you can just pause this video, and we have the list of these Bible verses for you. Well, let's talk about what compost is, and then we'll get to what a compost Christian is. I'm just going to read to you the definition. It's compost is organic matter that has been decomposed in a process called composting. This process recycles various organic materials otherwise regarded as waste products and produces compost. Composting consists of combining organic matters like fruit, vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, grass clippings with what is called brown materials like sawdust, newspaper clippings, shredded cardboard, and leaves. So you kind of see what the ingredients are that you combine to make up compost. And then there are certain items that should never be put into compost, and they are meat, fish, butter, yogurt, cheese, milk, animal fat. And it's a good rule of thumb to keep anything oily and greasy out of the pile. And no dog or cat poop. It may be organic or induces disease to the compost. These items need to go into the garbage bin, not the compost bin. Now, if you know anything about compost, what is great about compost is you combine it with the soil in your garden. And compost is full of rich nutrients. And then gardeners even call it black gold because compost is so good for the garden. And so as we talk about being compost Christians, can you even figure out right now what that's going to mean? Hopefully you're getting an idea where I'm going to go with this. So we are to be compost Christians. We are to be Christians that are full of nutrients. And so, listen, we are organic matter, right? We're human beings, we're bodies, we're organic matter, and we're supposed to be full of beneficial ingredients for this world, and that we should be light to the world. So just one example of this is Matthew. Well, I forgot to tell you, we're going to start out with Matthew. So Matthew chapter 5 is where we're going to go first. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 14. One of the nutrients we're supposed to be in this world is to be salt. It says in Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth, but salt has lost its taste. How shall saltness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. So one of the nutrients we should have is salt. And what does that mean? We are to bring refreshing. We're to bring a good taste to this world. How many know this world has a sour taste to it? It has a bad taste to it. We're to be the salt of the earth. We're to share the word of God. We're to share the love of Jesus. We're to be a light and a testimony. There are nutrients that we're to share with our community, with our family, at our workplace, wherever we may be. We are to be compost. We are to be something that has good nutrients. The other thing it says is that we are to be a light. And if you look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says, you're the light of the world. A city set on high cannot be hidden. We should not hide our faith. We should not hide the love of Christ. We should not hide what God has done in our life. And we should be bringing light into the darkness. Another passage that talks about being light is in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Philippians 2, 14 to 15. Do everything without grumbling and arguing so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. You see that? That we are to live lives that are clean, innocent lives. That means we should not be walking in willful sin. That we should be walking in obedience to the word of God. And it says that we will be like shining bright lights in a world that's full of perversion. So if you're a compost Christian, you're going to share the light of Jesus. Another thing that God wants us to be is to be full of His love. When we're full of His love, love is a nutrient. When we're full of His love, that we can be something that's of value and something of worth to the kingdom as we bring the love of Christ to others. So we're offering that nutrient of love to other people. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19, listen to what it says. It talks about how much we should be full of the love of Christ, how much we should be full of God. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in your inner being. Listen, He wants us to strengthen us with the power of His Holy Spirit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. May be rooted and grounded in love. May have strength to be comprehend with all the strengths what is the breadth and length, height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. God wants us to truly understand His love. Why? Because if we're consumed with His love, we can't help but share that love with others. So the question is, if you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, are you walking in His love? Are you asking Him, God, I want a full revelation? Listen. When you understand God's love for you, things start to change in your life. It's harder to sin when you understand the love of Christ. And what we are to do is we are to be so full of His love, so full of God and His Spirit, that we can share the love of Christ with others. We can share that nutrient because we're what? We're compost Christians. So what are the nutrients that make us a compost Christians? Let's find out. What are the nutrients? We've talked about love. We talked about being filled with God's Spirit. We're going to talk more about being filled with God's Spirit. But just look what else that we have. What we want to do is we're going to go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. Galatians 5, 22 to 24, talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Every one of these items in the list of the fruit of the Spirit is nutrients. And that is, those are nutrients that should flow from us to others. Galatians 5, 22 to 24. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What is it? So what nutrients should we have in our life if we're a compost Christian? We should have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So we should be light. We should walk in the love of Christ, and that we should walk in this fruit of the Spirit. And then another fruit that should be, or another nutrient that should be in our life is that we are baptized, we are filled with the Holy Spirit, so much so that it flows out to others. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." What does it say? It says, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. If we want to be a compost Christian, we need to ask God to fill us up, to consume us, to overwhelm us with His Spirit, so that His Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit will flow from us, so that we can bring something beautiful into this world. So we should be rich in nutrients. What are those nutrients? Again, I want you to think about this. What nutrient are you lacking in your life? So as we share the fruit of the Spirit again, ask yourself, which one am I lacking? Which one do I fall short in? God, fill me up. I want every nutrient you have for me so that I can be like black gold. I can be something that helps people to grow in Christ, to help people to bloom and to experience all that God has for them. I want to be used by God to make a difference in this world. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if we're filled to overflowing with God's Holy Spirit, we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit. Now I want you to think about something. What would it be like if every Christian was a compost Christian? If every Christian was filled with these nutrients in their life and was to share those nutrients with others, our communities would change, our families would change, our nation would change, our world would change if we were all compost Christians. Now, I want you to think about compost for a moment. you have a compost bin, and that bin is filled up with compost. It is just, you can just feel it, you can touch it, you can smell it, and you say, this is full of nutrients. And you can look at it, you can enjoy it, you can take pictures of it, but what do you have to do with compost? You have to put it in the garden. You have to use it. You have to share it. So if you're a compost Christian, then listen, you need to share your faith with others. You need to share the nutrients that God has put in your life with others. You need to be used by God. If you're a compost Christian, you're going to be used by God. Now, I want to talk about one of the ways you can be used by God, and that's that you can be an ambassador for Christ, that you can be a minister of reconciliation. In fact, do you know that's what God created you for? Do you know that when you accepted Christ, the Bible says that the old has passed away, the new has come, and then immediately it says that you become a minister of reconciliation and ambassador for Christ. Let's look at the passage. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 16 to 21. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. You're a new creation. When you accept Jesus, you're a new creation. You're a new person. You're changed. You're being transformed. You're becoming something different. And listen to what it says. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That's verse 18 again. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We are given the ministry of reconciliation. We are given the ministry to help people get reconciled with God. If you're a compost Christian, you will share your faith. You will share about Jesus. You will share the gospel. You will witness. You will be a minister of reconciliation, because you don't want to be compost that's in a bin. You want to be a compost in a dark world that's sharing the love of Christ. Now, it doesn't stop there. In verse 8 or 19, it says, that is, Christ God was reconciled unto himself, not counting the trespass against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. God has entrusted to us to share the message of reconciliation. Verse 20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Christ. Because why? We are compost Christian. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin. Sorry about that. Verse 21, for our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Listen to me. If you're listening to this message, God's desire, God's will is for you to be a compost Christian. But you can't be a compost Christian if you're not a Christian. And so here in this passage is saying that the old has to become the new. There has to be a transformation that takes place. And it says that we need to be reconciled with God. So I have a question for you. Have you been reconciled with God? Have you been reunited with God? Are you one with Jesus? Are you one with the Father? You're one with the Holy Spirit. Do you have a born-again, saving relationship with Jesus Christ? If not, what we're going to do is we're going to share to you how you can accept Christ into your life. And so stay tuned, and we're going to let you know how you can be born again so that you can become a compost Christian.
This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. John 1:7 says you must be born again. Acts 16:31 says believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And Matthew 1:15 says repent you and believe the gospel. Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord or Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity, We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also, want to let you know if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call toll free anytime. 1-866-1-GOD.
Well, welcome back. Hopefully, you've accepted Christ into your life, or maybe you've made a recommitment to Christ. As you saw, we have resources on our website. You'll see a link right below me that gives you, again, the link to the resources where you can learn more about Jesus, Christianity, the Bible, learn about how to have a relationship with Christ. So now, I have a question for you. If you are born again, you've accepted Christ in your life, what stops you from being an ambassador to Christ? What stops you from being a compulsive Christian? And I would argue for most, it is sin. That for most people, the reason they're not sharing the gospel, some, yes, it's shy because they're shy, but out of obedience, you will do something to try to share the love of Christ with others. But sin gets in the way. And I want to read a passage to you that one of the biggest things that interferes with Christians being compulsive Christians. Romans 6, verses 12 to 14. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you're not under law, but under grace. It says we shouldn't let sin rule our bodies, that we are not to obey the passions of the sinful flesh. That we should not present ourselves to do unrighteous things, but we should walk in righteousness. That we should present our bodies as living sacrifices to God. That we should say, God, here I am. I want to be an instrument of your righteousness. And it even goes on. Listen to what it says. If you look again, if you look at verse 14. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you're not under law, but under grace. Because of grace, because of what Jesus Christ has done in life, because of the Holy Spirit living within us, we have the ability to say no to sin. We have the ability to say sin will not rule my mortal body. We have the ability to say sin will not have dominion over us. Do you want to be a compulsive Christian? Again, what stops us? Stubbornness, rebellion, sin. Now, I want to share something else with you. If we let sin rule and reign in our life, we are not going to be full of nutrients. We are not going to be able to minister to others. We're not going to be able to share the love of Christ. We're not going to be able to share those nutrients that God has put into our life. And what happens is, I want you to think about this. Listen, what happens is that there is garbage in our life. And what did I tell you about compost? There are certain things you use to make compost, and there are certain things you never put in compost. They're supposed to go in the garbage pit. Well, there's some things that can come up in our lives that need to go in the garbage pit so we can be one that have nutrients. And so we want to look at Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 24. That's Galatians chapter 5, 19 to 24. We're going to see what may be in our lives that needs to go in the garbage bin. Galatians 5, 19 to 24. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. Listen, all those things need to go in the dump. Those are not nutrients. Those need to be out of our life. And then I want to share, there's some other things that needs to be out of our life. If we want to be a compulsive Christian, there's some things that has to go in the garbage bin. Unforgiveness, bitterness, resentments, holding to the wounds of the past, and pride. You know, thinking you're a better compulsive Christian, that your compulsive smells better than somebody else's compulsive. I want you to think about something. Are you full of nutrients because you're full of the Holy Spirit, or are you full of products that need to be removed out of your life? Do you want to be a compost Christian? Do you want to be a Christian that has the nutrients of God in their life and that you can be a minister of reconciliation, an ambassador for Christ? If you do, I'm going to be praying for you in just a moment. But again, maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're not walking with Christ the way you should. The key is to repent. The key is to say, God, I don't want this in my life. God, I want to stop doing this. God, will you give me, by the power of your grace, will you give me the victory over this area of my life? I want it gone. I want it to go in the garbage bin. I know it's interfering with me to be able to be a Christian that provides the nutrients of God to others. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord God, every person that's listening, every single person that's listening is organic matter. They have a body. And the truth of the matter is, every one of us with our bodies can be used as instruments of unrighteousness or instruments of righteousness. That, Lord God, that we can be individuals that have the nutrients of God, and we can share those nutrients of God, love, joy, peace, self-control, the fruits of the Spirit, that we can be shining lights in the midst of darkness. Lord, we can be ministers of reconciliation, ambassadors for Christ. But Lord, we need you to remove some things out of our lives. So Lord, will you do that even now? Will you remove those things in our life that interferes from us being able to share the nutrients of God? Will you take away those things, oh God, even now? We confess them to you. I encourage you right now, will you confess those things? Will you confess those things that need to go in the garbage bin? Will you get right with Jesus? Will you allow God to work through you? For it starts with accepting Christ in your life. Have you accepted Christ in your life? I encourage you, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask God to rule and reign in your life, to take control of your life. What will happen is some of those things will just fall off of you. Some of those things that you thought you could never get rid of will just fall off as you make commitment to Christ. Yes, there'll be some things you struggle with, you battle with. Even us as Christians that have been Christians for years battle with some things. But what we're saying is that we want those things gone so that we could be compost Christians, Christians that are sharing the nutrients of God. I hope that this message has been of help to you. I pray that it challenges you. I pray that it encourages you to not just walk around carrying your compost with you, but to actually take that black gold, that precious thing that's inside of you. The biggest thing is your testimony. You take your testimony and share it with others, and let others know how they can be reconciled with Christ.
This is Pastor Rich again.
I wanted to share some information with you. Is that from the years 2010 to 2015, we did a live radio show called There Is Hope Radio. And what I have done is I've started to gather up all the shows that we had and convert them into podcasts. And so I want to make those available to you so that you can actually listen to those shows. For about 4 years, we mainly covered addiction and recovery, and then the last year we covered other topics. But even in the topics of addiction and recovery, there are so many principles that we share that apply to so many other things besides addictions. And so we have about 240 podcasts. It's going to take me a while to get them all converted over so that you can be able to listen to them. Also, I should let you know that all of our TV shows, every single one of our TV shows, we have converted over into podcast also. So if you can't watch our show, you can always listen to our show. So to be able to get more information and to listen to our podcast, you can go to thereishoperadio.org. That's thereishoperadio.org. And you'll start to see it's going to take us a while again to convert everything over, but you will see the links that are there, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast. You can actually be able to see the news feed, and you'll be able to go to that feed and you can watch the podcast on your phone, or you can go to the website again. The website is thereishoperadio.org. Upcoming messages, I'm going to be talking about what is ministry. Ministry is more than pastoring a church or being a worship leader. In fact, every single one of us can operate in works of ministry. I'm going to talk about chiggers and people. Yeah, chiggers. If you don't know what they are, you're going to learn what they are and how some people can be like chiggers. And then we're going to talk about leaves, leaves, leaves. All kinds of leaves, and that we, as we gather up the leaves, what can we learn about gathering up leaves? And then the message is going to be titled Burn Barrel.
If you live in the country, there's some things that you put into the burn barrel that needs to be destroyed. And there's some things in life that probably needs to be removed and never go back to. There's some past that just needs to be forgotten about, let go of, and move forward. We need to move beyond the past. So what do you need to throw in the burn
barrel? This is Pastor Rich. Do you need to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Romans 10:13 says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." John 1:7 says, "You must be born again." Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And Matthew 1:15 says, "Repent you and believe the gospel." Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to get more information, you can always go to our website to learn how to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can go to thereishopetv.org. That's thereishopetv.org. And we have information on frequently asked questions about Christianity. We let you know step by step how to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to go to thereishopetv.org. That is thereishopetv.org. Also, I want to let you know if you would like to talk to me personally, you can always give me a call toll free anytime. 1-866-1-GOD.
Been listening to There Is Hope with Pastor Richard Dover. Through Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life. Thank you.